Okay, so last couple of days we've spent a lot of time developing Mahalach and a lot of evidence for this idea that the Chiyuv Kenas and Chiyuv Nefashos or Chiyuv Misa are generated by the Gemar Din, right? And that before the Gemar Din there is no Chiyuv at all, in contrast to Mamon, right? And this on the basis of this very Yisodistic Chiluk, right? Right, the Kiva Eger, the Netziv, the Gra, all say that's Pshat the Gemara, right, to explain the difference in timing between Bar Chiyuva for Mammon on the one hand and Nefashos and Knossos on the other hand. But the question was then raised, it's such a good Pshat, so then why doesn't Tosfos and Rashi say the same thing? Right? Why, right, if there seems to be such clear evidence, right, that this Yisodistic Chilek, right, the fundamental distinction, the timing of this Chiyumim applies, so why doesn't Rashi and Tosfos jump on the bandwagon? And if you're going to say that maybe they disagree with the Yisod, maybe they think that the Chiyuv Knas and the Chiyuv Nefashos is Chal already at the Shas Ma'isa, then they're going to have to really contend with a lot of Dinim, right? A lot of Dinim, right? But a lot of Dinim which seem to imply that the Chiyuv is not Chal yet, right? There's a lack of a Chiyuv B'dei Shamayim before the Gemara Din by Knossos. Someone kills the Nidon in the case of Chiyuv Misa, you know, you're Chayev for killing the Nidon if he hasn't been, you know, if it hasn't been a Gemar Din, like all these different halachas. So how will they contend with that? So Rav Chanan, in a brilliant piece in Kovet Shirim, is going to explain that he's explaining for Tosos, right? That Tosos fundamentally disagrees with the Chiluk of Ruki Veger, and says that fundamentally the Chiyuv of Kenas and Nefashos is Chal already at the Shas Maisa. Then the hard word comes in. It's easy to say that, but the question is, how do you, why is there no Chiyuv B'dei Shamayim? Why is someone who kills the Nidon Chayav Misa? So Rav Chanan is going to explain brilliantly, right, how to finesse all these different requirements. So let's see this inside. And again, just to point out, while Rav Chanan is working with Das Tosfos, we pointed out it could be that Tosos really does agree with Kvigar's Chiluk, at least within certain Deos and certain Bali Tosos. But which Rishon, is it easier to say that maybe this particular Rishon fundamentally disagrees with Kvigar?
Rashi.
All right, we saw Rashi in Ksubas Lama Gimel, where Rashi seems to learn the Knas Gemara in the context of Kimle. Says, just like by the Kimle by Mammon, there's a Chiyuv Mammon, and therefore there's a Chiyuv B'dei Shamayim, even though there's Kimle. So Rashi says, that's the same Pshat by Knas. Right? The Gemara implies that in Ksubas Lama Gimel, why Tosos Adavka is the Gemara. Rashi there implies that, no, similarly by Knas, there's a Chiyuv, similarly B'dei Shamayim, which is Chal the Shas Maisa. Even though, and just that the base thing can't force you to do it, but it sounds like there is a Chiyuv, implying that already at the Shas Maisa, the Chiyuv Knas was Chal. So what Rav Chanan is saying, B'das Tosos, right, it could be that you don't need it for Tosos, but it could very well be that you will need it for Rashi. So let's see the Yisod the Rav Chanan is going to spell out. So jump a little bit. See, right again, in Os Aleph, he just basically develops the question, right? Why doesn't Tosos just accept this fundamental chiluk in the timing of Bar Chiyuva between Knossos and Fashos on the one hand, Mamonos? And then in Os Dalet, Eitan, do you have it?
Yeah.
Already in Os Dalet, again, in the beginning, he gives the talks about the Shemitah, why there's a chiluk between why the Shemitah is not Meshamed Knossos, but it is Meshamed Mamon. And you see, after the three dots, this is Bahad the Pater.
Yeah, Bahad the Pater says, Yidei Shemayim, Kodin, and Mardin. In a time, Yishim, that Kasim, Lemus Chayev, Ela Ahal Gav, Shefarnes Chayev, Ela Alter, Kishahizek, about Chiyav Onsho, who she Akifu Bezdin, Lashalim.
Okay, key line, right? Yes, earlier he was developing this show that knas is not just a chiyuv mamon that you have to give; it's an onish, right? Paying off the knas is an onish. So based on that, you said, and that's why it's not, you know, subject to shemitah, shemitah's ksafin. He says once it's an onish, so now he's going to explain it. The question is, if you have a fundamental onish that was, you know, that was chal already at the Shas Maisa, so even a basin can't administer it, can't force you, shouldn't you have a chiyuv b'dei shamayim to fulfill your onish? No, what's the gedder of the onish? Right, what's the line? V'chiyuv oncho, hu she'achfu bezin l'shalim. What's the gedder? The only way you fulfill the onish is what? It basin forces you. Therefore, brilliant, that's the key nekuda. Once the gedder of the onish is that it has to be through kfiyas bezdin, then that's why there's no chiyuv b'dei shamayim. Right? Because if you were to just do it on your own, to be yotze your chiyuv, you might be paying money, but at the end of the day, you're not going to fulfill your onesh, because the gather of the onesh is for it to come through kfiyas beis din. And therefore, if it's not coming through kfiyas beis din, you're just doing it to be yotze your chiyuv b'dei shamayim. You're just giving him a mamon, you're giving him a matana, you're not going to fulfill the onesh. V'nimsa. Right, you're paying money, but you're not fulfilling the knas. Right, just matana. Stop there for now, right? So he's basically saying, yes, there is a chiyuv. The chiyuv knas is chal t'shas maizah. But, we don't find that there's any value to paying it off without bezin. And so that, don't take that as indication the chiyuv was chal. No, chiyuv was chal. It's just that if you pay it off, shelo al yedei bezin, according to the gather of his thing, or the gather of the knas that's through kfiyas bezin, you're not going to be fulfilling the knas. So the chiyuv is chal, but the only way to implement the chiyuv, the onish knas, is if it's forced through bezin.
Then if there are no edim, so then is the chiyuv still chal or no?
Sounds like, that's interesting. Sounds like the chiyuv is chal, but it can't be implemented.
So then does that mean that it has to be implemented?
So like you're a bar chiyuva, right? You're going to be a bar chiyuva. Sorry. You would have been a bar chiyuva if the koveya was the timing of the fundamental timing of the onesh, right? And just, that's why Rashi and Tosfos, remember the whole question is why did Rashi and Tosfos have to come on to the fact that, because it's a little suffix, it's not Karav Levade until later, right? So Rav Chanan is trying to explain. The reason why they don't explain the timing of Bar Chiyuva being tied to Gemara Din, basically, because that's the fundamental timing of the Chiyuv, because it's not. The fundamental timing of the Chiyuv is already a Shas Naisa. That's why Rashi and Tosos have to say, no, because there's a potential for Modi B'Knaz Pater in the case of Knossos, and for Nefashos, because Jewish Vechakira were not sure the Eidim were going to come, that's why the Bar Chiyuva status is not Chal until later. But in Hanami, the Chiyuv is chal shas naisa. It's just without eden, without psak bezin, you're never going to end up implementing it. Was there another hand here? No? Okay, good. So, and then he explains, is also pshat, right? One of the other indications that, that the chiyuv knas is not generated until the gemara din, is that modeh b'knas is pater. The fact that you're modeh, if you're modeh to a pre-existing chiyuv like by mamon, then you should pay it. Why is modeh b'knas pater according to Rav Chanan? What do you mean? The chiyuv was chal, you're just being modeh to a pre-existing chiyuv. Answer is, because when you're modeh, that takes away from it being kfiyas beis din. He says, even to the extent, even if you're modeh b'knas, v'achar kach bo edim, right, there's one manda amr that says, even that is pater, because since you were modeh, even when beis din, edim, and beis din is mechayiv you, when beis din is mechayiv you, that's not considered kfiyah, because you admitted that you were chayiv. That's what Rav Chanan brilliantly explains all the evidence that yes, the chiyuv is chal, but yet you're not going to implement it in any way. You can implement it because the gather of implementation of the onish of knas is through kfiyas beis din. Yeah.
So why isn't knas bidei shamayim?
Because bidei shamayim means you're doing it on your own. The whole gather of the knas is to do it by being forced to do it by beis din.
The chiyuv already existed even before.
I mean, we're saying yes, there. You are chayav and onish. Like, on the books, you're chayav and onish. But there's no way to carry it out. So there's no notion of, Bezin can't force me to pay this knas, but I'll do it on my own to fulfill my chayav de shemayim. Because you can't. By paying that money, that's saying it's considered a matana. Because the only time the payment of the money is in fulfillment of the onish of knas, is if you're forced to do it through Bezin.
There is a chiyuv bidei shamayim, but you can't pay it.
So there's a chiyuv bidei shamayim, but there's no value to doing it. Generally, the connotation of chiyuv bidei shamayim is that, therefore you should do it, you just can't be forced to. So that, the element of, therefore you should do it, l'chatchila, that doesn't exist, but fundamentally, yes, there is a chiyuv.
That helps with the
ritva. That helps with the ritva.
Not the ritva, say yesterday.
But the hektish and the
right.
Shekel. Yeah.
Because those are ways of implementing the knas, I guess, on a bidei shamayim level.
I mean, those are nafkamina. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, for sure you wouldn't be bothered by that. Yeah, 100%. Is there... Yeah.
I thought it was that Bidish, like the Chiyuv Bidish Shemayim is for Beis Din Shamata to be Mekayev. Meaning like
that mean? The Chiyuv. That's like an oxymoron, no?
Why?
Chiyuv Bidish Shemayim is always love. Okay, Beis Din Shamata.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. That's the connotation.
Okay, I thought it was that like, I understood that it was based in Shem, meaning your onesh is that based in Shemata has to be Mechayev Yibamah.
Yeah, but we wouldn't call that.
Okay.
Chiyuv Bidish Shemayim. So again, but Nisuk's point is a valid ha'arav that here when we say there's no chiyuv de shemayim, it's not that the chiyuv is not chal. The chiyuv is chal, but there's no value in implementing it because you can't implement it. Yeah.
So is there any negative connotation in
that's a good question. You're saying like, you know, klapi shemaya galia, like in terms of your standing. I guess the question is you know. You know, is the impact on your standing the fact that you didn't, you know, fulfill it, or is it just the fact that there's an onish chiyuv on your record? Again, obviously, you, in most cases, you didn't avera to mechayev a knas, so for sure that is. But I guess, so for sure the avera is on your record. That's not the question. But I guess, does the fact that you have chiyuv knas add anything if you can't implement it? Pashas not.
You could also be mozeh knas.
What?
You could, by knas, you could always be moda. That would get rid of your own
when you're moda, it doesn't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's just just a lack of implementation. It's the same idea.
No, when you're moda, you're no longer chayav.
That means you can no longer be... Meaning...
He's saying,
is there any difference between like moda b'knas or the lack of edim? In both cases, you just have a chiyav fundamentally, but just can't be implemented.
Moda, when you're moda, you no longer have a chiyav.
Meaning, no, it's not. That's not the word. No, it's not that your hodah, as he said, not that hodah is mafkiyah the chiyav. Is the hodah, you know, doesn't enable you to implement the chiyav. Because through the hodah, it makes it no longer kfiyah based. A different idea. Yeah.
But I still don't really get how Bezdin has the ability to just like be. So just like completely make you putter from something bidei shamayim, meaning because seemingly separate things. As in your chiyuv knas, which comes bidei shamayim, is only implemented with edim and bezdin.
Correct.
So
I mean the chiyuv, the fundamental chiyuv is chal at the shas ma'isa, but the only time it can be implemented is if bezdin forces you through edim and a gemara.
Right, but how is the bezdin shamata affecting the
just in terms of the implementation. Shamayim. It just affects the implement because the gedder, right, the nature of the implementation has to be through kfiyas beisin. It's just, the beisin role is just in the implementation of the kiyum of the onish, not in generating the chiyuv onish.
So to the point that even bezin shamala will just completely be mochala because you...
Not being mochala means that there's no way to implement it. There's a chiyuv in the books that just can't be implemented. So again, up until now, kfiyas eger, udi mei, it's at the... That the Beis Din generates the Chiyuv. So according to this word, no, the Maisa generates the Chiyuv. The Beis Din's role is only in terms of fulfilling the Chiyuv. If you want to like use, you know, succinct terminology.
Then there's no way to fulfill.
Exactly. Okay. So now in Oshei, Rabbi Chanan goes on to explain, so has this carried out by Nefashos. By Nefashos, we similarly have this Nafkimina, that until the Gemar Din, right, if anybody kills this Nidon, right, they're Chayiv Misa. So it sounds like the guy's only Chayiv Misa. You know, at the Gemara Din. See, Rabbi Chanan says, not that way. Ellie, go for it.
Jose? I mean, the same thing by the Pashos, that the Chiyuv is Chal once he does the Maisa, and the Chiyuv is that Beis Din has to be Mechayev him.
Okay, that's a key line. He's about to explain that more.
V'asha horgo kodim Gemara Din Narag alav. And so that's why if someone kills him before he had Gemara Din Beis Din, that's because his punishment is that Beis Din has to be Mechayev him.
Exactly. Don't say, I was Mechayev the Din. If he was Chayev Misa B'Shas Ritzicha, and I just go ahead and kill him, so, okay, I just killed him and he's Chayev Misa. Answer is no. Chayev Misa is not that he's Chayev to be killed. He's Chayev to be killed specifically Al Yedei Beis Din. And therefore, if you come along, vigilante justice, do it yourself, you are not fulfilling that Chayev Misa. So again, Rav Chanan, by Knossos and Nefashos, a similar idea that the Chayev fundamentally is Chal B'Shas Maisa. It's just that the implementation of the Chayev has to be Al Yedei Beis Din / Al Yedei Kfiyas Beis Din. Okay, so Atkan was the... that's the Hashlama from yesterday.
When he says about Chiyuv Hazeh, he's talking about the Misa and not the fact that Beis Din has to be Chayav Misa?
No, it's the Chayav meaning, because if the fact that the Gavra is Chayav Misa,
that's
B'Shas Maisa, but the Geder of the Chayav Misa is Chayav Misa Al Yidei Beis Din.
Okay,
good. Fine. So next, a short little topic, which comes up just from like a diuk of Rosh Hash, but just to set it up. And this small little topic, and we're going through different inyone imanu ha'isem, right? Last one was, you know, first one was the whole question of the surah and pardab, that whole sugya. Then it was the whole, you know, then the next issue was the Gemara Din. So the third issue is the timing of Imanu Aisa, right? Are there the requirements pertaining to the timing of Imanu Aisa? So let's just do this quickly. So the Mishnah, the classic case of Imanu Aisa, right? So Avidah, in the classic case of Imanu Aisa, what is, meaning when the Mazimim are pinning down the Zomim and saying, we were with you at the time of your supposed Eidus, so what's that Imanu Aisa?
You were with us in the same place when you said your time.
Exactly, exactly. Same day, same exact time, right? So in the Mishnah's case, it's same day, not only same day, but it's also the same exact time. The exact time that you said that Reuben killed Shimon, you were with us. So again, how can they, so either that's because you were with me the entire day, right? Since the entire Monday, you were with me, or if you said that the Ritzikot took place in the morning, I was with you in a different Imanu Ha'isem in the morning. So again, the case of the Mishnah is where the Imanu Ha'isem is the same day, not only the same day, but the same exact time. Comes along Rava with the Memra regarding, you know, the Surah and Narada to say it's not only, right, what's the Chiddush of Rava in the case where, you know, where the original Edom said, right? Right, Mayor. What's the second member of Rava?
He says Yom Rava Bo Shnayim V'Yomer B'Sura B'Tzafer V'Chad B'Shav Zahar Plonius and Nevesh Rava Bo Shnayim V'Yomer B'Fanya V'Chad B'Shav Zahar Imanu Ha'isem Min Arda. Chazinan.
So in that case, the Imanu Ha'isem, it's on the same day, but is it the exact same time?
No.
Right. The original, you know, Eidus was in the morning. The Imanu Ha'isem is later that day, that night. Says the Gemara, when will that be a valid Imanu Ha'isem?
If they could have been in the two different
places. Exactly. It was impossible to travel from one to the other. So the Chiddush of Rava is to expand the Imanu Ha'isem. Right? The Imanu Ha'isem in the Mishnah is same day, same time. So the Rava says, no, same day, but even if it's a different time of the day, difference between the morning and the night, as long as it's impossible to be, we can calculate backwards, it was impossible for the Edom Zomim to have been at their Eidus at the time, that's also a valid Imanu Ha'isem. So again, Mishnah is same day, same time. Rav extends this to same day, different time. And now we're going to see by which Acharon brings up the issue about whether we can have Imanu Ha'isem on completely different days.
Rosh Hash.
So Rosh Hash, Yeshua, what is Rosh Hash's own pshat in his own mind? Well, what's the case? Is the Imanu Ha'isem on one day?
Yeah.
Right, the original Edom Zomim, right, what's the case? The Edom Zomim say that
we saw Reuben kill Shimon on Monday.
On Monday, right? And the Edom Zomim say, we were with you when?
On Monday.
Not on Monday.
On Tuesday or whatnot.
Exactly. Let's say on Wednesday. We were with you 2 days later, but, so why is that, what is that, how's that Imanu Ha'isem?
Because it was a three-day travel.
Exactly. If it's a three-day travel, there's no way for you to have gotten from where I saw you to where you claim you were. According to Rosh Hash, is that a valid Imanu Ha'isem? According to the Rosh Hash.
No.
According to the Rosh Hash.
Yes.
According to Rosh Hash, yeah. Because he says, Rava is Mechadish, that Imanu Ha'isem doesn't have to be the exact timing of the original Eidus. As long as we can reconstruct that it was impossible for you to have been in the place you claim to be, that's going to be a valid Imanu Ha'isem. So the Rosh Hash extends the timing of Imanu Ha'isem to even different days. Right, as I said before, even if they're 2 days apart, right, you claim Reuben killed Shimon on a Monday, I saw you on a Wednesday, but it's a 3+ day travel, Rosh Hash says that is a valid Imanu Ha'isem, because the whole point of Imanu Ha'isem is to say that you couldn't have been there, and even in this case, you couldn't have been there. But Rosh Hash is a diuk that, do all Rishonim seem to agree with this? No, right? Who seems to disagree? Rama. Anyone have the Rambam Yudches Beis? Just when you think there are no more diukim in the same halacha, right? There are more. So, right, Yudches Beis and the Rambam is presenting the classic case of hazama after giving all the cases which are not hazama. Shmuel, do you see it? When it says, Aval im Amru Lahem. Yeah, it's like, you see the two dots in the triangle? Okay, this is very important. He says, right, first he starts off, we have no clue about what actually happened. That's Rambam Lishitasa, about Hazama V'Chashav Pasachas, not going there. But what's the case? I have no clue, right? That means that the original Edom Zomim testified that the Reuben killed Shimon, where?
In
Yerushalayim. And, right, and now the Mazim are saying, we have no clue about what happened in Yerushalayim. Right, Kamosha Atim Omrim Olo Hargu. No clue. But, let's see, Manu Ayisim.
On that specific day, they were with us in Bava.
In Bava. Okay. So the Rishash has similarly a good diuk. Right? Rishash says, wait a second. The case of Imanu Ayisim is that you couldn't have been in Yerushalayim. You were rather in Bavel, which Rishash says is different countries, right? Obviously, several days travel. So according to Rishash, you could have just said, even if I was with you on a different day, right? The next day, you still can't get from Bavel to Yerushalayim in a day. So that would have been a good Imanu Ayisim. But no, yet the Rambam says, Biyom Zeh. So the Rishash is Medayek in the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that Imanu Ayisim needs to be, but also a Yom. That Rava's Chiddush, that Imanu Ayisim doesn't have to be the exact time, there's a limit to that. It still has to be, but also a Yom. Therefore, even in a case of Bavel to Yerushalayim, where let's say it's at least a 3-day travel, right? And therefore, the Rambam could have said Imanu Ayisim 2 days later, and that still, if you're based on the Rava's calculation, would have established there was no way for the Edom Zomim to have been, you know, present at their Edus. That should have been a good Azama. So says the Rashash, the fact that the Rambam is talking about a case of Yerushalayim and Bavel, and yet says Oso Yom, seems to come out from the Rambam that you need Davka to be Oso Yom. So now I ask you, what in the world is Pshat in the Rambam? At least according to Rashash's Diyak. Why in the world, right, assuming that the Rashash's Diyak is correct, what is the Svara to limit Imanu Ayisim to Oso Yom? Isn't Imanu Ayisim all about proving that the Zomim were Shakranim? So as long as you can make a calculation, who cares what the calculation is? If it's a 5-day travel, so then as long as you pin him there within 4 days, they're Shakranim. So what's the shot of limiting Imanu Ayisim to Oso Ayom? Yeah.
I mean, not really answering my
question. Okay, you want to reject the deal?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Rambam could just be giving an example that if he said if we were with you on that day in Bavel, then that would be that's an example of his own. Doesn't it necessarily mean that no other case would be, meaning if they said, oh, we were with you in America, then it doesn't mean, oh, the Rambam says that's not his own. It just happened to be the example he chose was Bavel Yerushalayim on that day.
So I guess what the Rishash is going to count, I hear what you're saying, because the Rishash is going to counter, so then once you're giving the example of Bavel Yerushalayim, so teach the bigger Chiddush. I mean, there's a bigger Chiddush applying. Say, Imanu Ayisim 2 days later. Even that has its Hazama. So fine to give the case of Bavel Yerushalayim. But once you're doing that, and once you hold, if you hold, right, if the Rambam agreed with the Rashash, that the Rava extends Imanu Ayisim to any, even to separate days, as long as you can't get there. So then teach the bigger Chiddush. That would be the counter. Yeah, Rafi. I mean, you're rejecting the deal. Okay.
Same way that he's not back from the Mishnah, which also uses the Lashon that's talking on the same day. So.
But there doesn't, at least it doesn't say Makom. It doesn't say where the alternative was. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because the Mishnah doesn't, it says, oh, you couldn't have been there, you were elsewhere. Once the Rambam doesn't give an example, so. But once the Rambam gives examples where we know it's for sure several days distance, so answer or reject the idea?
Again, the question back. Well,
yeah.
Well, even though he gives the Yerushalayim Bavel, what did you want him to say? Like, if I was,
the bigger Chiddush say, never, even if I was with you 2 days later.
What was the formula to be? Like 4 days later? Now we're going to have to figure out, like, what did he mean? Did he mean four? He meant like three? But to answer the question, you have to basically figure out what the svara is to limit it to low plug. Like to basically say like what the difference would be between one day and the same day.
Meaning again, I'll say like this. If he doesn't want to present Rava's din, yeah, because he just wants to give, then just leave that bubble on your shalim. Just say like the Mishnah, the Malkum Acher. But once he's mentioning Bavel and Yerushalayim, there's a much bigger chiddush that he could have said. Again, I hear why it's not like diuk is not mukhrachas, but like I think it is a significant diuk that at least, you know, can we offer a svara to explain the Rambam if that diuk is correct? Even if it's 50-50, whether it's correct or not, it's still a chance that it's correct because there it is. I think it's a valid diuk. Yeah.
It does. Switching back the other way, I guess. But
yeah.
No,
oh, so for the Rosh
Hashanah. It does seem like Rambam is saying a chiddush here, no matter which way you go. Because I think in your test, when he's talking about when he's nearly quoting Rava, it changes up the place. It's not Yerushalayim and Bavel. It's Yerushalayim and Lod, which are much closer together.
Okay.
So it does seem like there's some sort of chiddush here that Yerushalayim and Bavel, which are very far apart.
When you say bigger chiddush from what perspective?
I guess either,
or I mean, he was open to. He would have been open to a bigger chiddush.
Yeah, there's something. There's more there.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
I would also want to reject the Rosh Hashanah. I would defend him though. I think that maybe his point is that being really, really when you say Manu Ha'isem, so what that really means is that you need to be there with him like at time and say that we used to talk about on Monday. You were with us talk about on Monday. So now we're gonna say, so maybe we'll like extend it a little bit and say that okay, fine. So maybe if you're like that day, so then we'll give you a pass. But anything further than that is like
okay, good.
That's
so,
too much.
Okay, the question is why is it too much, right?
So maybe then you're talking about the edus and not about the aid.
No, it's still the location.
Because meaning like you're testifying about like the distance though.
It's still about their distance. So quick suggestion. Yeah.
Just I have a separate question. Why aren't we asking why Rava limited it to Surah and Adah? I mean, why didn't Rava extend it if that's what it was? Why wouldn't Rava say Yerushalayim and Bavel?
Okay, so again, according to Rosh Hashanah, he's just giving an example. And once it's an example, I mean, according to Rosh Hashanah,
Rava, is it just giving an example?
Rava, why aren't you asking on Rava?
No, because Rava, you can say the Chiddush of Rava is it doesn't have to be Oso's Man exactly. Once he opens it, Rosh Hashanah say, who did not meet different day, because Mali different day, Mali same day. That's what Rosh Hashanah is saying. What? Again, it could be for the Rava that it's not bigger Chiddush. But from the perspective of the Rosh Hashanah, Mali a different day, Mali same day.
He also said
Safra and. They're living in Bavel. Those are, you know, we're America. People say New York, Chicago. So in Bavel, they say, right? So in, you know, there they say, you know, Sur and Nordel. Those are the classic places.
What?
And Rambam, you know,
he's not like, very least two of these. You said night and morning.
But again, if you don't give the svara they're about to give, then there's no difference between different days and different
that's
times.
That's reading. Once you do the chiddush of not having to do the having to give the positive edus, then you know.
And then there's no difference.
Everything's fair again.
Exactly. There's no difference between the cases. So we have to give a svara. Just quickly know the question. So then, what is this svara to be mechalek between osu ayom and the different days? All right, give a shot. Okay, explain. Guys, everyone should listen. This is very important. Yeah?
If there's only such a sigma if you're saying that in the exact same time, if you know for sure that the exact same time that you say you were somewhere, you were in one place, that you were there somewhere else. Once you have to start making calculations that maybe,
excellent.
Maybe,
okay.
we're not actually correct with our calculations. It's not a
okay, perfect. That's exactly what I was going to say. Right? That within, according to most approaches, this chiluk doesn't make any sense. Right, because according to most approaches, the whole point of the Mazimim is that they're establishing the Zomim as Shakranim. So therefore, it doesn't matter what the calculation is within the same day, without separate mistake, it doesn't matter. But from the perspective of Shem Eid Zomim of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who remember was Bidas HaRambam, right? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Bidas HaRambam of Shem Eid Zomim, which we explained, is not a din in proving that they're Shakranim as much as it's a din in the stigma that you're conferring upon them, that basically just the accusation alone is so stigmatizing. So from that perspective of the stigma, not from the objective sheker, you could be mechalek between all these cases. And to be very clear in this way, Stephen was even saying it, you could have also limited to the din of the Mishnah. You could have said that the highest form of stigma is when you say in the exact same time that you were made, you were somewhere else. That's the highest level of stigma. Level 2, is we're not at the exact same time, but you're at least on the same exact day that you were claiming, right, that you were claiming that this took place, we have a calculation that you're elsewhere. But once you start, so again, level one is same time, is exact same time. Level two is at least the same day. Level three, you can claim, lowers the stigma when you're already, I only was with you on a completely different day, and you have to start, you know, calculating backwards to see, you know, it could have been possible or not. So yes, according to the stigma approach of the Shem Eid Zomim, theoretically you could have been mechalik and limited it into the Mishnah. The Chiddush of Rava is to, okay, at least within the same day, that's enough of a stigma, but we, for whatever reason, the line was drawn at Oso Ayom. But once it's not Oso Ayom, then already the stigma is weakened to the extent that that's not going to trigger the Shem Eid Zomim. That's exact. So again, at least within Shem Eid Zomim, you could hear potential chilukim between these three different levels. Again, the fact that you draw the line between two and three, not one and two, that is unclear exactly why that's the case. But at least you can explain why there is three different levels. Masha Inkin, if you're just from the perspective of Sheker, this is Avidan's question, which is, or the counter to it, is that once it's just about Sheker, so then once you're able to involve a calculation, it doesn't matter what the calculation is. But once it's about stigma, you can claim that there are distinct levels of stigma, and the halacha of the Torah decided that Oso Ayom is a stigma enough, but outside of Oso Ayom, that's already too little of a stigma to trigger the day.
Yeah. If we're not chayish for gamal parcha by oso yom, why would meaning then it implies that there is some form of...
No, because people don't think meaning there is mayach, meaning because those outlandish chashashos are not generally considered by people.
So then, with the edus, meaning so even though there's no shame eid zomim, would that be is that then hachasha? The Rambam would say that's hachasha, or that's
no, because hachasha is a totally different track.
Meaning, if you're claiming that you weren't there, meaning
I mean, we're not closer to the Gamal Pircha. We're just saying. Meaning,
but what's the result of the case? If you're saying that it's not, if it's not Shem Eid Zomim, when the Mazimin come and say that you were with us 2 days ago, two days before genocide, it's only 1 day's travel. So then, is that what happens with their Eidos? Is there just like totally nothing? Is that become?
Oh, you're asking in that case where it's an invalid.
Is that Akasha? Like, what happens then?
Is there even a suffix?
Right.
Havavachasha.
Meaning, is that in this context now we are being chayish for
Gamal Parcha? That's an interesting question. If you have a case where it's an invalid hazama because of a lack of a Shem Eid Zomim.
That's just hachasha? Like, what is that?
Interesting. Yes, a core. Yeah. It'd be interesting to think about that. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It should be. Because you say, from an objective hachasha standpoint, it's still a valid hachasha. That's an interesting har. Okay, moving on. That was just one way to be masbir, at least that diuk in the Rambam. I agree with the Oilam. They're like, it's not a diuk mukrach, but like at least it's a possibility that I think it's at least worth explaining how it could be true if it is. Quickly, yeah.
Just what you could say then, if it gets ridiculous, then according to Rambam would still be. I mean, like if you had 30-day travel and it takes a day, solid a day later. How can you tell me that it's not same problem as morning and night?
I guess
if you're telling me you took a 30-day boat trip to Rome, I saw you in Israel on Tuesday, and you were there somehow on Thursday, in Spain, whatever it is. that's so clear. You can't tell me that it's.
So I hear, but I guess the idea that like the level of stigma required is like when there's something about Oso Ayom, like on the very day. Right? On the very day that, once you start saying, the next day, it takes a... I hear you can come up with a case which also seems to be stigmatized, but I guess, according to this diuk, you know, the stigma requires, like, Oso Ayom, and that somehow, that creates that stigma. Yeah.
I'd argue that maybe Dafka is Eidim Zomim, because when the Eidim HaZimin are already making these calculations, so they're putting themselves at risk, because basically, when they're making these calculations, if they make any mistakes, so then their whole edus is done, and then they're found to be in a sheker.
Well, that's always the case.
No, but isn't it? They already have a more difficult job because they need to make these more difficult calculations. So once they're willing to do that, then I think that like we have to should have. If they're willing to say, we did the math, it actually does take 3 days, and and not, whatever.
Then. I don't know if they're doing the math. Again, I don't think they're more open to Achasha than the other cases. No matter what, if they were either they're going to be Muchash from someone who said they weren't where they claimed they would be, or not. I don't think the calculations really affect that much. But let's just go, because we really have to cover more ground here. So again, let's now get to the next, sugya, which is this Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda about Bo Acherim v'Hizimu. Okay, so let's, again, we're going to see, it's a very important Shach Vataria, a lot of Machlokes about what the case is. We're going to see a proper analysis of what the case is, what the chashash is going to reveal some very important nuggets, very important yisodos about hazama, which obviously is the overall goal. So again, let's set up the case and let's see how it works out. Mordechai, would you mind? So bo acherim the Tanakama. So what does that mean? Literally. Well, so others come.
Others came and they were Zomim, and another set came and they were Zomim.
Exactly. So what's ambiguous here? Right, the lashon of Tanakama is that Acherim come, right? Another Kat comes and they are Huzam. Another Kat come and they are Huzam. So what is unclear? Excellent. So the ambiguity, right? The piece which is unclear is who are the Mazim? Right, and the basic two options are what? Are the mazimim?
The original mazimim.
Exactly. Are we talking about one kat who are the mazimim the entire time, or
the next set is being
exactly? Or are there separate, sets of mazim? Okay. So right now we're going within the first mahalach, adopted we'll see by Rashi and others, that it is that the case of the Tanakama is we're dealing with one set of mazimim. Which, and that single set of mazimim, are mazim every subsequent set of edim who come in. Okay, so that's what we're going to develop right now. And then we're going to analyze, what the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda is within that approach, and then we'll get to the second approach and analyze the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda within that second approach. So the first, Rashi says this in two places. First, Rashi, do you remember the Boa Acherim? See more of that? Sorry, not that one. Yeah, right. So Bo Acher, that means that other Edom come along and say the same thing as the first Kat.
Yeah, Zimu Hashnayim, Zimu Gam.
Okay, very clear. So Rashi is saying that it's clear that the first set of Mazimim are also Mazim, the second Kat. Okay, now the next Rashi is also going to say this.
Afilu imhen meya, kisos zu acher zu, v'kas achas hazimasan, kulan yarob.
Right? So again, even if there are 100 subsequent Kita Edim will come along and say, no, Reuben really did kill Shimon. And it's, again, Mashal Tzvah, so Kas Achas Hazimasan Kulet, and the same Edim Zomim or Mazim Olam, that's the case of the Tanakama. The Tanakama says, even in that case, even though there seems to be a Chashash, that, wait a second, with these Mazimim, this one Mazimim, we're with everyone, we'll get back to this later. Even so, Tanakama says, we still trust the Mazimim in such a case. So the first Rishon, who clearly adopts that it's one, the single Kat of Mazimim, is Rashi. Next, Rishon who says this is the Riv. Okay, so let's everyone turn to the Riv. It's a really, really long Riv, but he sets up the sugya, the two options nicely, and brings a couple of very important proofs to this idea. So the Riv is going to quote both Shitos and is going to side with Rashi that it's one set of Mazimim. Noam, do you have it? So go for it. So for after the Mishnah, he says, Chomas Nisan. Oh, sorry. So again, it's Dima Maschel, I think, Bezim and Aleph in the old Dapi Rif. Ozvahadar starts on Amud Gimel and then moves on to Dalai.
Sorry.
I've seen a lot of the Rimshatim and they don't make sense.
Because
right. So this process says, all right, yeah. First, right, you have the first set of mazimim were mazim the first omen, and another mazimim are mazim the first mazimim v'chule v'chule. Chayin ad kamazim. This keeps on happening. We'll get back to this later. So, right, hani muzmi lahani v'hani muzmi lahani. Who keeps on each mazimim becomes omen, etc. He says no, that's not pshat. So v'lav.
V'lav yesh kedusha. Masdisan el hachid. Masdisan el hachid kedusha. Ketani v'risha. Aval amru lahen hakem yidin shari akem ha'isem imanio so ayom d'makom poni erlo zomin nargen al pm.
Sorry.
Arkim v'zimam pumar. Acher shehuzmu ha'idim rishonin bo achir v'yugo so v'osa idus da'atzma.
Right, so again, the same Shnayim, we're Mazim the Rishonim, we're going to be Mazim a second cut. And he continues. Right, same thing. And a third cut comes along to be Mazim the Reuben killed Shimon, and that's those same Mazim, they're working really hard here. We're Mazim the first two Kitim, Edim, or also Mazim the third cut. Still, also not Shnayim, Shazimu. Same idea again. So the Rift clearly interpreting like Rashi, that we're dealing with a single kat of Mazimim, where Mazim every set of Kita Edim who come along to testify about Reuben killing Shimon. Exactly. Right, according to Tanakama, right, even if this happens 100 times and it's the same Mazimim, still we trust the Mazimim each and every time. Right, that's like the mashal. It's like every single person who touches it is going to become like you know colored paint. No, you're going to could it be that like these guys were with everyone? No, in right. Therefore, it says Rav Yehuda. So right, so his shita is that only the first cut of zomim are going to be neharagin. The time of Rabbi Yehuda could. Look, come on. I'm going to explain. We're going to see. I don't know if you guys noticed it yet, but the Rif's pshat in the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda is very different than most. Right? It's not a din in the Edim Mazimim. It's rather a din in not being the Kabbal, the Edus of each subsequent Kat. Do you understand what I'm saying? We'll see it. We'll see it more. Skip a little bit. Again, the Rif Lishitaso, based on his understanding of the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll get back tomorrow, is going to have a unique read on the Tzliya, right, between, just outside, right? The Gemara has a Tzliya. Let's do this really quickly. Everyone turn back to the Gemara, if you don't mind. Right? So the Gemara is going to have an important Tzliya between Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, and a separate Machlokes Amarayim, seemingly in a different case. And the understanding of the Tzliya and the breakup of the Tzliya is going to very much impact the understanding of our of the case. So, Ari, did you get to it yet? See, starting with the Hahi, right? Hey, on the base, like five lines down. Hahi Issa. Issa,
the Asi
Sadi Shakir. Yeah, so what was the case? So, a woman brings. Exactly, the supporter, and they end up being Mukhash, right? They end up being Shakranim in some way. Rashi explains through Jewish
Bechakira. I said it was Shakir, and she was more even there. Also made.
Exactly, same thing happens again. They found their Shakranim.
Also, I said Yachri, the Roshah.
She's not giving up. She brings a third cut.
Yeah, that's good. But, Amr Shakir is supposed to go through, she's supposed to not have.
Exactly. So they're saying, even though we can't find fault in this third cut, there's a chazak on her that she's muchzekes to be like socher, you know, edim shakran. Exactly. Meaning the third cut still have a chassis kashrus, right? Her, the chashash on her is not going to take away. It's not going to be mafkia the chassis kashrus of that third cut. Okay, there's a similar story with Rabbi Yochanan, right? And Reish Lakish, similar idea. And then, see, going back a little, you see Lema Reish Lakish? It's very important. This is the Tzliya. Lema Reish
Lakish, he said that it comes to be Shachman and Baruch HaYehuda.
Right, so there's the same, right, Reish Lakish, who has a chashash sheker in that case, right, should be like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a chashash sheker in our case. That's leaving it very broad on purpose. Right, so right, simple idea is that, oh, just if Rabbi Yehuda, right, sorry, Reish Lakish, who has a chashash sheker in that case, that aligns up with Rabbi Yehuda who has a chashash sheker in our case. And then Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't have a chashash sheker, is like the Rabbanan who doesn't have a chashash sheker. Very broadly speaking, the Rishonim are obviously going to fine-tune that tzliya, and depending on how you explain that tzliya, that's going to very much impact Rishonim's explanation of the case. But also very important, as important as the tzliya, is the tachia, or the tachios, of the tzliya. So what's Reish Lakish saying? Even, right, I, who am choshesh, in this case, of the woman, right, I can even align myself with Rabbanan, because again, he doesn't want to align himself with Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like. He says, I can even be like the Rabbanan, we're not choshesh in the Mishnah. Because what's the difference? Why is there more of a chashash sheker in the case of the woman? Exactly, because you have a person, like a rabble-rouser, right? The person, the shakronis, who's going ahead and hiring false edim. But because you don't have that factor in the case of the Mishnah, you don't have any third party who's clearly shady and trying to hire false edim. Therefore, that's not going to carry over. Fine. More even important for our purposes is the next. Oh, it's very important. Right, so you're saying, even Rabbi Yochanan, who's not choshesh in his case, would admit that he can align himself with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda has a very strong chashash. It's very important. Because Hasam da Amrinan, Atu Kule Alma Gabe Hani Habukaimi. Right, is it possible that these two Edim Mazimim were with these 100 set of Edim? So that's a very important line. We'll see the riff in a moment. Abalhacha. Exactly, so there's no umdina, which is proving that there is a chashash. So we're going to see right now, so let's go back to the Riv. So the Riv is going to bring a couple of rayas from the Shach of Ataria to his Mahalach, that it must be, right, that the case at hand is that there's one set of Eidim Mazim. So again, like today we're just like setting up the Sugya, and the important Nikudos, right, will come further in, it's important to set up the case. So you see, at least do you have all his Vahadar or not? For me, it's like the last line, Dakina Nami, this is after he explains the Tzliya. He brings in the Daikina Nami Minda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan is going to be, sorry, the Rabbi is going to be Daik from that last Dechia of what the case is. Go for it. Right, you happen to be with every single one of those Kita Edim who happened to claim that they were there? Oh, so what's the pshat? Oh, sorry, yeah, continue. So that's an important line, right, for him, right, for the Rif L'Shitaso, the Nafkamina of the Chashash, is not whether you're Choshesh, the Mazimim, it's rather whether there's going to be a Kabbalah's Eidos on each subsequent Kat Edim. We'll get back to that. And now the key is Vishamas Mina. Exactly. El Shnei Edim Bilvadu. Exactly. So again, diuk number one of the riff, or at least actually diuk number two, the one they're focusing on now, right? So one diuk that the riff has is a metachia. The fact that in Rabbi Yochanan's, you know, break up and says that even I can even be modet to Rabbi Yehuda, he formulates the chashash being, could it be that that single kat of mazimim were with everyone? So clearly, it's only a case of one mazimim, one kat. And that is another diuk in the lashon of the Tanakama. Sinu masnisa nami. Oh, within Tanakama, what's the psak? The kulan yahargu. We'll get to the details later, but it's like every other, right? According to the other mahalach, you end up having in every other situation, not every single one. That only writes that the psak of Tanakama saying kulam nehargu only works in this mahalach, that once you're not choshesh this one set of Edom Azimim, so then you trust their Hazama on every single Kat. Now every single Kat is Huzam, and therefore subject to Misa. So again, you have Rashi, you have the Rif with these two Rayas. Again, I skipped the first Raya of the Rif and the last Raya of the Rif, because both of those have to do with the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, and have to do with the Rif's, you know, Mechudish understanding of the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to get back to that tomorrow. Good. So not only who else besides Rashi and the Rif seems to interpret the case like this? The Rambam, right? The Rambam in Perek Chav Halacha Hey, again, seems to interpret, basically we're running a little low on time, but basically in Perek Chav Halacha Hey, right, the Rambam, when he's discussing this case in the Mishnah, discusses exactly, and he formulates the case exactly like Rashi and the Rif. You have one set of Mazimim who are Mazim every subsequent Kat of Edom who come to testify about Reuven and Shimon. And the Kesef Mishnah on the spot says, oh, you see from this Rambam that the way he interprets the Mishnah, our Mishnah of Bo Acher and Bezimum, is in line with Rashi and the Rif. So you have Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam. So which, and then you also have, right, the Ritzvah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, so we get to the next Rambam. Yeah. The next Rambam seems to say the other case, and you point out. Exactly. They can both be true. 100%. The way the Kesef Mishnah says, especially he says this first, because it seems like this is the case in the Mishnah, or there's an ambiguity in the Mishnah, and it can be interpreted both.
The Kesef Mishnah says, he doesn't have to say the Kesef Mishnah says. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam interprets the Mishnah both ways.
Exactly, it's an ambiguity. Exactly. It could be that you think that's the Pshat of the Mishnah, and he says that this also happens, also has to be true. Oh. So we also have the Ritzvah, right? So the Ritzvah also quotes both, and he quotes, I guess the other one is the Gaonim, which got you very excited, right? Right, he quotes the other interpretation in the name of the Gaonim, and then he concludes like the Rif and Rashi. Anybody remember? And it's a couple of Rayas. Let's quickly, anybody have the Ritzvah? Anybody have the... So really quickly, I'll start, and then you'll take over when you see it. It says, Ah, HaGaonim HaRishonim, Pirshu, Bizomim, Bizomizomim, right, the case of each mazimim or mazim, the mazimim before them, the chen hayanira minat tosefta, and this actually comes out the toseftas. We'll see. So next time, Rabbeinu Alfasi, every time you see it, says zero matzchil in the Mishnah bo achirim bezimim. In the second column, the Rabbeinu Alfasi dacha pirushim legamrei, kedi isa bilachosav. He rejects it. It says Devada Kol Shebo, right? Harbe Kito Zu Acher Zu Lahazim Kol Achas Es Chaver Takodemis La Akol Holech Acher Edus Acherona. It's interesting. His first raya is that there couldn't be a machlokas about this case. He's saying the idea of Rabbi Yehuda being choshesh that case, that doesn't make any sense. So in that case, where each you have a new set of Edom Mazimim who are Mazim the case before, in that case it's pashut that there's no chashash. So that can't be the case. There's no room for even a machokis in that case. And again, we'll get back to the details later, and it has to be that every set of edus is subject not only to hazama but also to zomim. So it has to be the setup where your mazimim are going to be subject to their own hazama. And then va'od. Not the same diuk as the Rif, right? In the Dechia of the Tzliya, again, it talks about the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is that could it be that these single set of Edom Mazimim were with all these different Kita Edom? So Alma.
Alma Kasa Achas, Bilba
Kisha, Exactly, so it must be the case where it's only one set. So again, so in short, in terms of the Pshat in the case, you have Rashi, Rif, Rambam, and Ritva. But now, the next part is if this is the pshat, right? If the pshat in the case is one set of edim mazimim, and they're mazim every single other set, the question is now, what is the pshat in the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda? Right? When Rabbi Yehuda says, right, istastis hizu, the eno narag el akasa rishona bilvan, what is the basis of that chashash? So what's the simple pshat? Right, what's Rabbi Yehuda's chashash? Right, if it's one set of mazimim, we're mazim every single set. So what's the basis of the chashash? Exactly. So presumably the chashash is on the edim mazimim. maybe there's a chashash sheker on the Edom Azimim, is Hayitachin, that they were really with every single one. So the simple pshat of the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda within this first Mahalach is that there's a chashash sheker on the Edom Mazimim. Right? And again, the first indication to that is the Lashon of the Gemara that we read within the break of the Taliyah, right? When the Gemara said, right, that Rabbi Yehuda could even align, so with Rabbi Yochanan could even align with Rabbi Yehuda, because again, Atu Kuli Al Megali Hanu Havi Kaimi, the simple pshat is that is a Chashash Sheker going on the Edom Mazimim. Okay? So that's the first indication is the Lashon of the Gemara itself. And we also have, the first reason to say this is also Rashi. If you go back to Rashi, in the Mishnah, Hey Amid Aleph, this is the last thing we'll do, right? Rashi, again, Lashitaso, again says that since it's one cut of Mazimim, that they are the subject of the Chashash Sheker. Yosef, do you see it? See, dear Mazel, is that correct? Is that this? He, Zu?
This is
Zu. Exactly. So Rashi, in line with the Pashas of the Gemara, says that the subject of Rabbi Yehuda's Chashash is on the Edom Mazimim, because why would we trust them? Why would we trust their Hazama if it doesn't seem, right? There's an umdana that dictates that they seem to be lying. So we'll pick up with this tomorrow. We're going to see that there's going to be an alternative to the riff we referenced before, that maybe the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda is not going on the Edom Mazimim, it's rather going on each subsequent cut of Edom were made about the case, and you will see when the Balaam or the Ramban all discuss the riff, there'll be a lot of important yisodas about Hazama that come up, you know, along the way. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.